This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. As you know, I've been an advocate of not using chemicals on my lawn, which means dandelions. Lots of gardeners, including me, have touted the benefits of those cheery yellow flowers. I just read an article from a man who really lives native plantings. Benjamin Voigt is an author I've interviewed a few times, and he has just given me food for thought. That yellow dandelion is not native. It's a European variety, thus its invasive attitude. There is a native, also yellow, but not exactly the same. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Its common name is prairie false dandelion. Benjamin writes, "The problem of dandelions is twofold. First, they look weedy because they most often occur in monoculture lawns or park spaces devoid of other concurrently flowering species. This means they stand out like a sore thumb, an obvious affront to a highly managed space. Dandelions are nature screaming to be set free." He's an adamant advocate for protecting our planet and has no issue letting we humans know we've wronged the planet. Here are a few of his reasons. Less than 3% of the original tall grass prairie remains in the United States, making it more threatened than the Amazon and Indonesian rainforests combined. 70% of all U.S. grasslands may be gone by 2100. I have more information plus links to native plant lists on my website. Let me know your thoughts. If you're new to feeding birds, feedthebirds.com is the go-to place to learn all about feeding them and keeping them healthy. FeedTheBirds.com bird seed is blended daily and delivered right to your door. Skip the middleman and get the best blends to attract the birds to your backyard. That's FeedTheBirds.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.